We're listening to the beautiful cello work of Zul Bailey, who has joined us in the studio right now. Zul, thanks so much for coming in.
Wonderful to be here.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's fantastic to have you, and thanks so much for coming in. And you are, of course, known very well here in Juneau as someone who travels often to our town and gives us beautiful music, but you're also now the artistic director of the Juneau Jazz and Classics Festival.
I am, and I can't believe we're actually back, and we're back full steam. I was approached about this in 2019, and 2020 was supposed to be the unveiling of all things to come and to celebrate Will Ransom, and then that thing happened.
Yeah, right.
And so I've been coming here as the artistic director for a couple of years now, kind of waiting, but also doing a lot of things around the city as we could. Pop-up concerts, solo cello concerts with maybe one other additional musician that we could space out, and also venues that could be spaced out. I played at many vaccination points, but this is the one.
I wanted to thank you for that. I remember that happening, and it was such a welcome relief or a welcome bit of humanity in a way to have when in the middle of all that going
yeah, I,
on.
Yeah, you know, having been vaccinated myself, I have found that the vaccination sites were very similar to, hospitals in a way, and people, no one wants to really be there.
Yeah.
And so to do something so that I feel is so beautiful and distracting from something that's kind of stressful, I just kind of impromptu feeling went and did that, and I didn't realize the impact it was really going to make, that people, especially when they were sitting there waiting for the 15 minutes after the shot, because we also don't know how, we didn't know how we were going to react to it. So to have this be the soundtrack to nicer thoughts,
blood pressure went down.
Yeah,
all
sure.
That, right? You
yeah,
know, everyone
that,
felt.
Well, you know, I play in a lot of infant intensive care units, and when these babies hear the music, their blood pressure does go down, their heart rates go up, and the oxygen levels go. No, the heart rate goes down, the oxygen level goes up. So it's it was my pleasure.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Anyone who's listened to beautiful music,
yeah,
it's one of the reasons why we do it.
Yes,
right? We relax.
For all of us,
it's
therapy. Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the highlights for what's coming up with Jazz and Classics. I know I wanted to mention one thing that happened, which was the Ariana Quartet had a bit of a travel mix-up, and they turned into a duet or a duo all of a sudden. And you had to, or maybe not had to, but you gracefully stepped in, I guess, is the way to say it. So
yes,
tell me a little bit about what happened.
Well, the show
there.
Must go on.
Right.
I arrived on Sunday night, as did I was the only one here on Sunday night. And Monday morning, two of the musicians had gotten to Seattle at that point, and they arrived around late morning, and the other two alerted us that they were stuck in St. Louis and were not going to be here until that night. Well, that night there were two concerts,
right.
Yes, of course, the idea was posed: should we just cancel it? What are we going to do? And so I texted the musicians that were here, that were coming in: tell me everything you're able to play in trios and in any setting, they mentioned a couple of string trios, and I learned the music that day.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, one of the pieces I had played before, and one of the pieces I had not, and it was a contemporary piece by Gideon Klein. The piece had been written during World War II. It's about a 15, 17 minute, very intricate piece of counting and notes that are not normally sonically what we're used to. And I had what other people don't know also is that I had a radio interview that morning. I had four elementary school classes that morning, and then I had 30 minutes to learn this piece.
The elementary school classes was probably the most stressful thing.
In that particular
right,
case, it
right.
was. My God. Then we just started tackling it. So I played some solo that night, and then we played this new piece by Gideon Klein, and then we played a Beethoven string trio. And it was a miraculous evening. I mean, no one would have ever known, based on the quality of the program, that it was a world premiere performance.
That's so interesting,
because
I was
this group, and
when I heard the story, I was just going to assume, oh, well, musicians must have these standards that they know. They've been playing forever, and so they just went ahead and played some standards, and that was good. But no. Actually, it was a piece. It was a very complex,
and also
intricate
they're a quartet,
piece.
And we play
yes,
trios,
right? And
so
that's...
this is repertoire outside of their realm as well.
Right.
But as I said, it is what it is. It was what it was, and we were so thrilled at the outcome because it was we had two sold out shows, and quite frankly, it couldn't have gone better.
It's it's a one-of-a-kind event.
It was, and no one will forget it.
Right.
My body still haunts me and my sore muscles from playing 11 hours that day, literally. I played all
day
long.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's an athletic pursuit.
But we rehearsed for about 3 hours trying to figure out what was possible, and then we went straight to the concerts and did two concerts. So, but that was day one. So we kicked it off
yes.
with a bang. But again, it was really shaking the trees. So we started off with a bang. Then we've had the Navy and Marine bands. Jane Bonnet is here with her wonderful jazz.
And she's going to be doing the classical cruise. Is that right? Or
I'm doing the classical cruise.
Oh, you're doing
cruise
the classical cruise.
Myself,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she's doing the jazz cruise.
She's doing the
so
jazz
there's
cruise.
One in the afternoon, one in the evening.
Okay.
And the Ariana String Quartet, you know, they played at the Crystal Lounge the other night, the bar. That was Classical Cocktails, which was phenomenal. I don't know if anybody who hears me talking and was there, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And what a great venue. I mean, that's the way I want to hear music.
Yeah.
I want to hear with a
right.
glass of wine or a cocktail and just sitting with my friends up close where you can really see the rosin pluming off the strings and people – it was thrilling.
In a situation like that, is it mic'd still or was it even necessary to do –
That's a great question. I was told so I was there for the rehearsal, and it was not mic'd, and it sounded great.
Yeah,
and then
think.
I was told later that there was an ambient mic just to give a little bit of an edge to the sound, but I didn't hear it. And I hear those things because I know when these amazing acoustic ancient instruments have been tinkered with some speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear it, but I was told it was slightly enhanced. Whatever it was beautiful, it was natural, and it was a thrill ride.
I mean, that is such a wonderful thing when you're able to hear, as you say, these beautiful instruments played without any
That's right.
accompaniment.
No,
any,
you,
you, know,
you don't
any
want help on those things.
Right.
And in a way, again, oddly, but the room becomes an instrument as well. And there was something about the bar area that reflected the sound, and it was warm and clear and resonant in a bar.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go back there.
And it has that sort of cement wall
yes.
in the back, and I think that must reverberate
yes,
the sound out towards the audience.
And it's also a shallow stage, so
right.
the musicians are really front and center. And they enjoyed it too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful new space. It's
yeah.
really fun to have.
We're going
to
keep
that.
Looking for those as well. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Well, so tell me a little bit about. Have you done one of the classical cruises before? I'm assuming you have.
Not here.
Oh, you haven't.
I've certainly played on the Allen Marine boats before, the
sure.
catamarans, and they're something. I was trying to figure
Speaking
out.
Speaking of acoustics. Right?
Well, I mean, the idea is, do I take my 329-year-old cello or do I take the carbon fiber on board this experience? Because I just have to make sure that for safety reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be packed, and I want to make sure everyone has a good time, but at the same time, and protect the goods.
Yes.
And
so on the salt water. And,
I might
yes.
take both.
Yeah.
And in fact, I might take both to show everyone the difference in the two and make it kind of something like that. But and then I'll have the option to kind of jump back and forth if necessary.
How, if you were to describe the difference between them, what I mean, maybe it's too much to ask, but what would be the difference between this one of these? What you would consider one of the finest instruments, and then something that's maybe new. Technically, it's correct. Technically, it's right. But
this is a strange analogy, but I'll just throw it at you. It's like being in a relationship that you have to work for, but it's so worth it.
Right, yeah.
As opposed to a relationship you don't have to work for, and you feel like it's just it's not worth
it's there.
It.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, and I say that because. I get such a thrill playing this old instrument that helps guide me, teaches me something. It's not one-sided. It's not taken for granted. It's I'm not talking about relationships. I'm talking about the cello.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, I work for it, and I dig for the sound, and I can't believe that this is possible. The other one, it's kind of almost like an electric guitar. It's a more one-dimensional sound. It's resonant, but it just doesn't have the warmth and the embrace that the old instrument does.
Yeah, there's something. I mean, from an untrained ear, there's still a richness, or there's something happening there that you hear. Mm-hmm. Well, is anything else that you want to talk about as far as the great festival that we? You know, I think that one thing that happened in these last couple of years is we learned to not take these things for granted.
Listen, I am beyond elated with this festival and everybody who the board, the supporters, the donors, the audiences. I mean, I take a pause before I say we're back, because the moment I'll say that, which I just did, we might have another slight pause, but. The feeling is different. We are in a very different chapter now. We know what's possible. And I've been saying this saying over and over, but be careful, because this too shall pass. And what that means is that, you know, we have to enjoy what we've got here and really enjoy who we've got here and who we get to spend our lives with, because we clearly found out through the pandemic that it can kind of be taken away out of nowhere. I mean, March 11th or 13th of 2020, I would have never guessed in my wildest dreams that no more.
Yeah.
And had we known, it would, you know, it took almost 2 years.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience.
So I walk into every venue and I'm just embracing people safely and high-fiving, and people, the audiences are just, can't believe they get to actually see something not through a video screen.
Right.
So it's great.
Yeah. Well, anyone who wants to know more information about the specifics, we'll have a link to the Juneau Jazz and Classics Festival on our website in kto.org/JunoAfternoon. And also you can go to the – if you just type in Juneau Jazz and Classics, you'll into Mr. Google, it'll bring up all the full schedule. Zuhl Bailey, Artistic Director of Juneau Jazz and Classics, it's always a pleasure. And thanks so much for letting us know what's happening.
And just so you know, if it's not just pouring down rain outside, I'm going to be by the tram performing a pop-up in 10 minutes.
Well, in 10 minutes? Well, we better get you out of here.
Just so you know.
All right.
So if you hear cello, it's me.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit more of your work that you recorded. I guess this is an all-digital recording that you did.
Oh, this is a direct stream digital. It's 280 times that of a normal CD, and you can hear everything.
Wow.
And that's actually what I'm playing down at the dock right now.
Oh,
I don't know if it'll sound this good.
Okay, well, here it is.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Zuhl.
Thank you.